This is a prayer for the friends of Jesus and for all of us. Friends of Jesus and people that are in need. And I want to offer it to Him without spending too much time wringing our hands and discussing the darkness that's out there. We've all seen it. We all know about it. I would rather talk to the one who has invited me into the light. And He has invited you into the light. And rather than talk to the one who is in the darkness, we need to have a friend with Jesus to talk about the one who destroys the darkness. The devil's stronghold. And He will take away the stronghold of Satan in your life because He has rescued you from the dominion of darkness. Jesus experienced this old boy called Satan when He was in the wilderness for those 40 days. Satan just drove Him absolutely crazy. And He would just, nope, it's written. So after the 40 days, He couldn't turn off the light of Christ after the 40 days. So He finally gave up, but He didn't really give up. And He said to Jesus, well, I'm going to go for now, but I'll be back. And He is in the world, and He drives us all crazy. Now, He can't read your mind. He don't know what's on your heart. But He does know how to play tricks on your mind. So we have to get an attitude of discernment. That simply means understanding what is real, what is true, and what is light, what is darkness. And when we do that, then we can do what Jesus said when He kept on tempting Him. Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Or His children, and that's us, you and me. So in John chapter 3, verse 8, it says, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. And He has. Although He's not thrown into the bottomless pit yet, that'll take place a little longer. So we got to deal with this old boy while we're here. Think of the Bethlehem story. We're going to be talking about the Bethlehem story very soon. We've already talked about the Easter story earlier in the year. But the Bethlehem story and those narratives, all of it was put together to destroy Satan's power over your life and my life. Your ever-present and everlasting victory is not centered on a church or a denomination or a preacher or a translation of the Bible or what style of worship that you enjoy or even your favorite verse. No, it's centered on the person who is called the Lord Jesus Christ. Get to know Him. If you already know Him, develop your friendship with Him better and better and better and recognize His character and know what pleases Him. Discern what displeases Him, and to choose not to engage in those careless things, and don't align yourself with people who oppose Him. Your friend, Jesus, is making intercession for you right now. So adopt Paul's prayer to the church at Colossae, and let it be your petition for a deeper friendship with the Lord. Because He is a wise, listening friend. And if you ask Him, He'll be faithful to provide you with knowledge and wisdom that you will need to navigate through this thing called life.